Okay, so we are here in Hong Kong, and we're here with Wing Sha, photographer. Welcome, Wing.
Hello.
Wing Sha is a Hong Kong-based photographer who's worked in fashion, film, and art. He studied his career as a graphic designer after studying at the Emily Carr Institute of Art and Design in Canada. Sha regularly contributes to numerous international fashion and art magazines, including ID UK, Tank UK, and Visionaries, among many other prestigious and influential publications. Sha has also been the exclusive photographer and graphic designer for Wong Kar-wai's films, including Happy Together, In the Mood for Love, Eros, and 2046. Also a director, he's directed several music videos, TV commercials, and he frequently contributes to numerous magazines. Wing has worked with Louis Vuitton, Maison Margiela, Converse, Gap, Pepsi, A Bathing Ape, Nike, Adidas, Rolex, Swarovski, and L'Oreal. And in this episode, we're going to be finding out about Sha's upbringing, what sparked his creative interest in photography, how he made his break as a photographer, and what it's like working with some of the most prestigious fashion brands in the world, and brands, his philosophies behind his works, his creative process, and more. So, yeah, very, very exciting. And to start off, can you kind of take us back to your childhood, where you were a creative child and that sort of thing?
I was just a normal child. I was grew up here in Hong Kong. So I was in the boys' school. Just a normal kid. I don't really study. I was a really lazy person. I always love hang out with friends. We go a lot of we go play football, we go swimming, or we always hang out. We're always together with my friends.
Were you born in Hong Kong?
I was born in Hong Kong.
Grew up in Hong Kong?
Yeah, grew up in Hong Kong. Until, I think my school didn't really focus on studying. I thought my life is finished. I'll be I don't know my future. I have no dream. I wasn't sure what I'm going to do. Until I think after high school graduate, I find a kind of art school. I can keep on studying.
Yeah.
But I wasn't that concentrated. I wasn't that into the art.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing I can do.
Okay.
Because the rest I'm so bad.
Okay.
So after a couple of years in the kind of diploma, and I think I start into the art and design, graphic design, a little bit photography, just a little bit.
Is it in high school?
No, after high school.
After high school.
College.
Oh, college, yeah.
Yeah. And then I suddenly want to leave Hong Kong. I think Hong Kong is not the place to study art or design. I think Hong Kong is, it's a bit
isolated, or
or old school.
Yeah.
Or I don't think here is the place to study art. So that's why I try so hard to leave Hong Kong. But my family cannot support me at that moment. So I try to find lots of jobs. During the college, I have to do so many jobs. I do freelance. I help friends design logo, t-shirt, or whatever, window display, or whatever. I try my best. So I keep some money. Then I go Canada. I think, 87, when I was around 20.
Okay. And So you still managed to find jobs and work in Hong Kong, sort of in the creative industry. It wasn't exactly you expressing your creativity, your personal creativity, but it was a way to get, you know, work and earn money doing what you love to do, right, while saving up for your,
yeah,
for your trip.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. And when I arrived Canada, the first thing I have to do is find a job.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have to pay my rent.
Mm.
So because I was like a student visa, I couldn't do it actually. I'm not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But I do it illegally.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And did you study English at school or?
I'm still very bad in English. I wasn't really studying English at school, a little bit, but I wasn't go to a school.
Mm.
And then when I was in Canada, I tried to study English,
yeah,
and all my classmates,
yeah,
they keep saying, "Oh, you come here for study art. Forget about English. We understand your English.
Yeah.
Just keep your style. We doesn't really care about your English, but we care about your design."
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm more concentrated on design and maybe photography.
Yeah. Did you do like a double major in?
I do double major. I first studied graphic design, and then after 2 years, I find the school. I mean, the art department is more exciting. So I also at the same time I study fine art photography, silk screen or whatever. I just study a lot of things during the school.
And was the Emily Carr University, was that like a good course for?
I didn't know. I thought this is the only school I can afford.
Okay.
For the tuition. So that's why I picked that school. And then I find that school is really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because at the moment, they were supported by the government.
Oh, okay.
So it's not many students. So that's why, I mean, the whole class, maybe only like 12 people, 14 people.
Mm.
So we always hang out together. Yeah. And also the philosophy was really good.
Mm-hmm. And how did you support yourself in Canada? Like, Canada, did you have another job?
Six jobs?
A
week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, help people clean up their house. I go to, you know, the restaurant almost 3 nights per week to do the delivery. I also try to help the store room and also help people to clean their. And also I go to the park. I do drawing for the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on the street. Oh. I was like doing that kind of things. So.
And did you get any creative jobs early on in Canada?
No, not at all.
But
I somehow I kept some money, so I go to New York every year, summer.
Oh yeah, because it's quite
close. Yeah, so I go to New York. I go to San Francisco when I have a break.
Yeah.
So when I was in New York, I also do the sketch on the Central Park or whatever.
Okay.
So I can manage the money,
and
I can see the world. You know, in America, Toronto. I even go to Paris. You know.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
And were you shooting at that time?
No, it's all like I sell stuff on the street.
Oh, so this is
just for a summer holiday.
You were studying photography, studying graphic design, but in your holiday,
most of my job is like selling stuff.
Okay. And on your holidays, did you shoot much
or
not?
You really.
Just travel, just experience.
Yeah, just travel, go to museum.
Okay. And
I met a lot of artists in New York, like Chinese painter, fine art people, you know.
Okay. And then when you graduated, while you were at college, were you thinking, I need to figure out how I'm going to make this my profession?
I think during the school period, I think I start to love the career being a designer.
Mm.
So after graduate, I have a few friends, like 7 people.
Mm.
We set up a company in Vancouver. I have a visa or something.
Yeah.
I can stay for a couple of years.
Like a working visa.
Yeah, working visa. So we start up a company in Vancouver
mm-hmm.
to do graphic design.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You and your friends from college?
Yeah, from a college classmate.
Okay. And yeah. And how did that go? Was it
It like, wasn't successful that or? Easy.
Yeah.
But after half a year, I think it's getting better. Mm. We have more clients. We have some jobs. But just okay.
Yeah.
Not really
not making
successful.
Like lots of money, but just
and then suddenly one day we went to Chinatown for food,
mm-hmm.
and I bought a magazine from Chinatown, a Hong Kong magazine. So I looked at the magazine and say, "Wow, it's so bad. I mean, the design is so bad." So I want to go back Hong Kong to do some stuff. And the whole company, all my classmates, "No, you have to stay here, you know, we work together." "No, I have to go back. I have to, you know, look at the magazine, they need me."
Yeah, yeah.
So during that week, I sold everything out, my car, wow. everything out, and I back to Hong Kong after a week.
So, yeah, I guess that magazine, just seeing the magazine really inspired you. And are you normally like that once you kind of something inspires
yeah,
you
yeah,
and you
yeah,
know
yeah,
you're just
yeah,
gonna do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just going to do
just
it.
Go and do it.
And I have a strong feeling.
Yeah. So you follow your intuition a lot.
Yeah. Like, and also because we have 7 people in Vancouver. I say without me, you still have 6 more people. You still have 6 people.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
It's funny.
But this was after you've graduated.
After I graduated.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then you came back to
after
Hong Kong?
After almost a year, I come back.
Okay.
Came back.
And then when you came back to Hong Kong, did you start your own graphic design business? Or?
No. After I back to Hong Kong, I tried to look for a job. But at the same time, I did a lot of interview, but some people doesn't really like my work.
Mm.
And or they give me a really low pay, like
yeah.
they, and then I just forget it. I say, and also at that moment, my sister's friend has a job for me. It's a toy company.
Okay.
Just doing some toy design, not toy design. Just paint the car like a toy car.
Yeah.
Just paint. Really low pay, but I enjoy the job because yeah. I got nothing to think about, just paying the car every day
yeah.
for I think half a year.
Mm.
And then because I have to share a room, I don't have a room at my mother's house.
Mm.
I have to stay in the sofa. So that my mom said, "Hey, you suddenly come back, we don't have space for you. You stay in the sofa, but your father sometimes watch TV.
Yeah.
When you're sleeping, we cannot watch TV."
Mm.
So he said, "Why don't you find a job? Why don't you move out?"
Mm.
So, okay. Then I redo my portfolio. I met some advertising company. I found a job from an advertising company as a junior graphic designer in a 4A company. Then I have enough salary to move out from my family. Yeah.
Okay. And now
then I start with graphic design.
Yeah.
But in an agency, in an advertising agency.
How old were you at this point? When you were at the agency?
I think 26, something like that.
Okay.
25, 26.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of work were you doing at the agency? Just
At the moment, Hong Kong was it was quite a lot of opportunity.
Oh, really?
They have so many jobs. So when I was that company is quite big like a large, like a very famous company
Okay. Called
J. Waller Thompson.
Mm.
So they have so many accounts. I take care of the subway, like an MTR.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do all the graphic design for the subway billboard.
Mm.
So all the billboard design, even their t-shirt, the whatever event, I design everything, their graphics.
That would have been pretty cool.
Like, yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
Stuff and maybe your friends catching the subway and you're like...
Yeah, that's my work, you know. Yeah. And also some shampoo advertisement, their design, their logo, and also maybe a building catalog, a commercial building, their catalog, their logo, I design their logo.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot to do.
Did you enjoy that sort of work as well?
I enjoy the work, but I don't enjoy working in the agency.
Mm.
Because I was trained like a fine art person.
Mm.
So when I work in the agency, they have so many to talk. Just talking, like pleasing the client. I wasn't enjoying that part. I wasn't used to it. Like, yeah. I have to please you.
Yeah.
I thought I'm creating some logo for you.
Yeah.
But they're not giving me the
creative freedom.
So I have to please them. Whatever their color they love, whatever color I have to follow them.
Mm.
Because they pay for it. So I quit after a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I guess...
especially in an advertising company.
Yeah.
They are very commercial.
Yeah. I think as artists, you want to kind of express yourself more.
Maybe I was young. Maybe I was young.
And design for yourself. And when you're at the agency, you're kind of just more about money, what's going to make
the
most... money. So
and my senior just keeps saying you have to listen to the client.
Mm.
You have to follow the client.
Yeah.
Like why?
Yeah.
It's not right.
Yeah, like you're the designer.
Yeah. I work so hard. Like I remember I present a logo for a building. I did almost I think 60 or 70 logo by 1 week.
Yeah,
I didn't sleep for a whole week. I did 60 logo. I present to the client. Each logo have a concept, you know. And after the presentation, he was like this, like holding a newspaper. He tear something from the newspaper. I said, "Can you copy this logo?" I said, "Fuck! You want me to copy this logo?
Yeah.
Why you copy this logo?
Yeah.
I like this logo.
Yeah.
Can you copy it?"
Yeah,
I said, why you need me? You don't need me. You just need somebody to copy. So I quit that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I also, because I studied a double major in graphic designer and photography as well. And I felt the same. Like, even though I was the designer, I still had to kind of follow what other people were saying. And then the end product, sometimes I just hated the end product. And I was like, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Different with photography.
And also because I was young, I think I was, and I'm too much feel I'm the artist, I'm the designer, you know. So I try not to listen. So I have lots of argument with the senior.
Mm. And after you quit, is that when you started to think about photography
I still don't know what to do.
Okay.
At the moment I never think I would be a photographer. Never.
Oh really?
Yeah. I just think I will be the graphic design art director at the moment because I think that makes money in Hong Kong.
Mm.
That's the only way I can survive, I thought. Then I quit the company. I went to the radio station. Radio station is like a TV station.
Mm.
I work for them. I do all the event, concert design. They have concert every weekend. They also do a lot of poster. They sometimes they have a advertisement in the newspaper, for example, next week will be typhoon. They have a full page advertisement because at the moment they have a lot of budget.
Yeah.
So they will say, oh, this radio take care of your take care of you, you know, we always be with you, that kind of concept. So they have so many events, they have so many posters.
To design.
So, and also I did a magazine for that radio station. They have an English magazine.
Yeah.
About music. So I'm the designer, art director for that magazine.
Okay.
So yeah, I did
You enjoyed that?
I enjoy it so much because we have lots of freedom because there's no certain boss.
Yeah.
I have totally freedom, and also we have so many sponsor because the magazine is the English station magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so many live band, and also there are so many people from outside Hong Kong. They come to Hong Kong to perform, you know, like Radiohead.
So like things going on, yeah, creative things happening.
I have a chance to take picture.
Hmm.
But I didn't know how to do it because I was studying photography, but I didn't know how to do the equipment.
Oh, okay.
Every time I just use automatic. I'm so bad with technical. But I have to shoot it because we have no budget for hiring somebody.
Yeah.
So sometimes I have to take picture myself. And I start loving shooting those musicians.
Mm.
Yeah. Sometimes like radio station, we have famous people come to the radio station. I take portrait for them.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Was that because at the Emily Carr College, they didn't teach you the technical, it was mostly theory?
Yeah.
Like history?
Yeah.
And
it's
theory?
Just talking, conceptual.
Did you wish they kind of taught you more technical stuff, or you actually like the theory?
I love it.
The theory? Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
I have no idea how to do it. Even the dark room, they don't teach you. You figure it out yourself.
Oh, okay.
Or you ask the technician.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so that's why sometimes I make mistakes myself because I just do it this way because nobody teach me how to do it. So yeah.
So just trial and error.
Yeah, I love that. So that's why when I start doing photography, I try not to listen to all the old school people.
Yep.
You have to do this. You have to do the light like this. Nobody taught me.
And were you looking at other photographers at the time for inspiration, or you were just literally going out, you knew nothing and you were just clicking and...
No, because when I start working in a radio station, I was like 26. I think I was like 26.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many famous photographers in Hong Kong and so famous magazines, so many professional people. I'm just a new guy. I prefer to do something different than follow the trend. And because I think my ego was so strong.
Mm.
Like I'm from Canada. I was artist. I'm like a fine art artist.
Mm.
I don't want to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
And also that moment, all the record cover is like a portrait of an artist. Like I said, what's the point? Why are you doing this?
So
always doing this.
Yeah.
I say, fuck it. I say, I want to do completely different. So
yeah.
I try something else.
Mm.
And because I don't know how to do it, I make so many mistakes and I love it. So every time I do mistake, I thought this is my last chance to work for this or work for magazine. So, and also some of the magazine asked me to do photography. So I always prepare, this is my last time.
Yeah.
And sometimes because they have so many record like album cover.
Yeah.
And they suddenly my friend, he's a famous DJ, he say, I have a girlfriend. He's a singer. Do you mind to help her to do the photography? I say, yeah, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I hire an assistant for you. You just tell him do the lighting, do whatever you want, and he would teach you how to do it.
Mm.
So I did the first time and I love it, and second time he gave me a lot of opportunity. So I did a lot of album covers
for like local pop
music basically.
Okay.
Sometimes band. Like,
you're a fan of music?
Yeah, you know? I always want to be a musician.
Yeah.
Always. When I was young.
What kind of music do you listen to?
A lot of band, like
just rock, local music.
Rock, yeah, local music, rock. But at that, at my age, we love something really avant-garde.
Yeah. Okay. So you were listening to kind of local
Western sometimes.
Okay. Are there what are some international artists that you enjoy listening to? Like,
and I don't want to go to mainstream. I don't want to be like,
you like at the art, like, cutting edge.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Cutting edge. Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of creators feel like. I think we get bored of seeing the same thing. We want something different every time.
Yeah.
So whether it's music or photography or design, when you see something that's like unique, something, it like pops out.
Especially when I was in Canada, the school taught me to be different.
Mm.
So I look at like something really avant-garde, like Andy Warhol film, like Derek Jarman, like wow, so avant-garde.
David Carson.
Yeah, David Carson. He came to our school.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is he Canadian?
No, he is from Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Derek Carson.
So you were
Nova Brody, you know.
Oh, yeah.
4AD, you know, that's the brand we call 4AD. We listen to 4AD, you know, a lot. Something avant-garde.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were going out and shooting these musicians and kind of...
In the other way.
I think I try to
show off that I'm different.
Yeah.
So that's why when I shoot, even the band, like live band or whatever, I try to shoot something weird.
How did you do that? Just like slow shutter or?
I just don't know. I do so many ways.
Yeah, sometimes in photography, there's like in general there's so many rules, like okay, get it sharp, get it in focus.
Yeah, so
so you just threw that out the window.
Yeah. And also sometimes because I work for the radio station, when they have a live band, maybe the concert is owned by the radio station, they quit. So I might have a chance hiding with the drummer to shoot from his behind.
Okay.
So I always find a way to shoot something else, right?
They're always breaking the rules.
Try. Especially I enjoy shooting them during the rehearsal.
Mm.
So I can go up on the stage with them.
Yeah,
or interview behind the scene,
mm-hmm.
like makeup room or whatever.
Do you find you're kind of breaking the rules of what you've seen, and then maybe if you're shooting something and you've already shot that thing before, you have to break your own style and just keep breaking and
refining. Keep breaking. And also, I think I should do something not the other people can do.
Yeah,
I just don't want to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I try so hard, try to show off.
yeah. And so I guess the music scene was where you really found your footing with photography, and like, because you could, I guess with music you can really play around with shooting, because you've got the crowd, you've got the band, you've got people, like people's reactions to the music, and it's no one kind of pays attention to you, so you can really like experiment in that environment.
Mm.
Yeah,
I remember there's a concert, like indie band, local indie band concert.
Yeah,
poster. They asked me to do it. I just shoot a guy naked.
Okay,
as cool. a poster.
Yeah.
And end up nobody buy the ticket because too weird. It's a naked boy, so they find it too weird.
Yeah.
And my friend told me, "I'm so sorry, Wing. Nobody's buying the ticket."
So how did you feel?
They canceled the show.
How did you feel?
I feel so bad. I feel so bad.
Yeah, because there's like, I guess there's a line in
art,
like
sometimes
the cutting edge. Maybe you're too far on the spectrum of the cutting edge, and then if you're too basic, too commercial, then it's very boring.
At the end, Hong Kong, I mean, the audience still different. I mean. Especially when I designed the magazine, I try to like do what David Carson do.
Oh yeah,
breaking the rules. The type is so small. You know, a lot of experimental design cover. So yeah, just try to be different. Too much.
Making lots of mistakes.
And I don't listen to people's comment.
Yeah. Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what?
I don't care.
What feedback are you responding to? Is it your own feedback and your own thinking? You're like, if you think, okay, I want to change this, then you do it. Next time, you're not really listening to other people. It's more your own thought process.
I think even like the writer told me that we only have like 4 or 5 people for the magazine, 2 writer, 2 designer. I'm like a more like a senior, I'm a junior. So the writer always talk to me like, oh, your type is too small. We cannot read it.
Yeah.
I say, you can read it. You know, that's no problem, you know.
Yeah.
So I never change.
Yeah.
I never change. Yeah. Even the blur photo, I make it so big, you know, the poster. I say, it's the mood. I don't listen to people.
Yeah.
When I shoot for a commercial magazine, I make it so dark. And they even the chief call me like, the image is too dark, Wing. I say, dark is beautiful. Yeah, I just don't listen.
And then how did they respond? Did they have to get another
photographer? They say, they publisher. I'll never call you again. Yeah. They'll say that. And I used to it. I used to people tell me I'm not going to ask you again.
How did you find that confidence, or was that something you always had? You've always
sort of
done your own
thing. When I come back, the reason I come back to do something different, so I have to be that guy. I have to be the guy who's different.
You've always been that guy.
When I was Canada, I wasn't that
confident.
Yeah, I have confidence, but I try not to. And I wasn't that showing off.
Yeah.
But when I come back, I think I'm the one come back. The reason I come back, I give up so many things. I come here to do something different. That's the purpose I come back. I came back.
Okay.
So that's why I say I'm not going to listen to you.
To shake things up in
But I really think the dark photo is beautiful. I really think so.
Yeah.
So the first, they actually call me, they say, oh, we are not going to ask you again, the photo is too dark. Even though I say, publish it, print it, it will be better. I lied too much. End up, it's really dark. And then suddenly, they have another cover. I don't understand, they call me again. Because they have no choice or whatever, no photographer.
Yeah. Okay.
They have no choice, they ask me again. I did the same thing. I make it dark again. And the second time, they actually call me, they love it. Ooh. I actually love it. You make this magazine very special because it's really dark.
Yeah.
And people are curious, why it's so dark? And they find it very pretty because the color is different. And then they keep calling me again. So at the very beginning, they don't used to it. They don't prepare something different. But once they prepare, they accept me. Even the record cover, I say, I'm not going to put any photo. I just use typography as a cover. They say, really? And especially the artist, it's a famous artist's album. The artists have no schedule to come to Hong Kong for shooting. So they have no choice. They use my typography as a cover. Because the song is so nice, they sell a lot. And the cover becomes so famous. So I have so many experiences about this because they have no choice.
No choice. Okay.
No choice to shoot cover, or anyway. So, yeah, I have so many opportunity. I have so many. Yeah.
And then, I guess you became guy who was different.
Yeah, I become a guy who always makes something different.
Mm.
So when they want to be different, they will call me.
Okay.
So then I become a bit famous.
So you
kind of
made these magazines cool.
I make the magazine, whatever come to my company, I'm different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I grew up with a few designer.
Yeah.
I push them to be different. So I was working for a guy, for a design company. It's not my company. I work for them.
Yeah.
So I make the designer very different. And especially I study from Canada. I study a lot like David Carson or immigrant. Mm-hmm. Oh, see?
Oh, butterfly.
Oh, you like
Let's
me.
Let's get the...
Okay. Especially I have so many... I did study a lot of David Carson, immigrant. There's a magazine called Immigrant. And mm-hmm. also 4AD Design. I bought everything to Hong Kong. I talked to the designer. They are so exciting. They enjoy a lot. We break through so many things. So yeah, we have four or five guys together.
Do you think it's because you were living and working and studying in Canada that when you came to Hong Kong, they were kind of like, oh, he's been to Canada. He's kind of international.
They are more local.
Yeah.
And I think that's my... kind of like maybe that's my mission to taught the local people be different.
Yeah.
Because especially that moment, like at the 90s, there's so many jobs, there's too many opportunities. So you fail one album, it doesn't matter. They have some other album to make money. So nobody give a shit of what we design.
Do you think it's because you traveled to, say, Canada, maybe got some influence from American
definitely.
Style, and you kind of brought that back to Hong Kong, so you could be different?
Yeah, I think so. I actually, honestly, the school didn't taught me that much. I studied myself.
Mm.
This is the philosophy they actually not teaching you.
Mm.
You find your own way.
Mm.
They try not to teach you. I was so angry about this. I say, why are you not teaching me? You find yourself. You find yourself. You go to the library. You find yourself. You find your way.
That's interesting.
And then when I grew up, when after 20 years, I realized actually it's really good philosophy. Mm. It's a really good. They don't taught me how to do it. Then I can find my way.
Yeah, you're creating your own worldview.
Yeah, and you can. That's why I can break the tradition.
Mm.
They never taught me how to do the collage. I do my own way, and then I become my style.
Yeah.
Rather than they taught you, you have to do this, then everybody do the same thing.
Yeah, then everyone has the same style.
Yeah. You never have a different style.
Okay. So. And then after you were shooting, you know, for the radio station and the music scene, you got hired to shoot sort of other
after
things.
After the magazine, actually, after the radio station, 2 years, I quit the radio station. I worked for that guy, the graphic design company.
Yeah.
I work for a small company.
Yeah.
But they do only album, mainly do album. Because there's so many albums in Hong Kong, so many. Like every week, another new job. Every week, another singer. Combination. Everybody buy record.
Is
90s.
Like, is Hong Kong known for its music scene?
I think that moment, mostly local.
Just local. So everyone was kind of buying local music and going to shows. And,
yeah.
Okay. Is that kind of still the case today? Or
No. That's before Apple Music.
Oh, okay. Before Spotify and all of that.
Yeah, before Spotify. You still have to pay.
Yeah. And
to buy the CD.
And then you were doing lots of work for these music artists and that sort of thing.
And also you can reach the audience, like youth audience.
Yeah.
Because music. So I enjoy so much. Because I not hate. I don't enjoy working for a bank, local.
You like the creative scene.
I love the pop. I like the youth.
Yeah.
I like enjoy talking to the musician.
I think the youth is always like the change.
Yeah. And they make me young.
Yeah.
And I go to the record shop all the time buying records. I also, when I go to Japan or London, I try to get more reference. I always hang out with the music people.
Is music like a big part of your inspiration
for
your work?
For everybody. Everybody loves music at the moment. Yeah. And we try to be different. So we actually, we always, when we have holiday, we went to maybe Amsterdam to see the graphic design show, buying the graphic design book from Amsterdam, London, everywhere, Japan. And then we created our Hong Kong album design.
And what was your next step after shooting music? Because you eventually got into more, was it fashion or?
No, actually after the magazine, I wasn't do too many photos. Because there's so many professional photographer in Hong Kong. I'm more like an art director. Tell the photographer what to shoot. I'm more like a the concept guy. So they are professional, help me do the photo. But sometimes when they don't have budget, they ask me to do it because they don't have budget. Or Wing is like a backup.
Okay.
I don't mind to be a backup because I know shit about the studio. I don't have studio. I don't know how to do the light. I still don't know. I just have a concept, but I don't know. I just have a concept of the image. I tell the photographer, my image is like this, and some reference, can you help me? So normally, somebody shoot for me. That was around 97.
Yeah. Okay, so you're mostly backup.
I'm mostly, backup, maybe just once a year, twice a year.
Okay.
Like a backup person. So when they don't have budget, that means that the album is really independent, low budget.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I can fuck around.
Yeah.
Because they don't care.
Yeah.
Or combination. They will sell a lot, so they don't mind. And the artist won't give you time to shoot the cover. So I have a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
So that's the best for me.
And then how did you get to shoot the behind the scenes for Wong Kar Wai?
Okay. During that time, we have so many albums. I have so many chances to direct people, do the design. We did almost over 200 albums that couple of years. And then suddenly my boss, he's a DJ, he's also an actor, he's also a director. He helped Wong Kar Wai to do a short film. Short film, independent film. He was a director. Wong Kar Wai is a producer. So my boss, he said, Wing, can you come to shoot the still? I said, I don't know how to do it. Just go and do normal photo.
Yeah.
And then that's the first time he brought me to the shoot. Because no budget as well. Low budget, so I bring my camera. And then I met Wong Kar Wai. And Wong Kar Wai asked me, do you have portfolio? Yeah, I show his my portfolio. And then I did a little bit for my boss.
Yeah.
And then after, I also did another short film. And then when Wong Kar Wai have a commercial for a fashion brand. So they were shooting in Hong Kong. So he asked me, can you be the second unit? Like
backup
still. I said, yeah, why not? So they have a Japanese photographer. So I'm more like a backup person for the first time I helped Wong Kar Wai to do the fashion brand commercial.
Okay, so at that time you're kind of still experiencing
yeah,
the creative world, like, okay,
yeah,
how
movie,
to, how does the
TV commercial, TV, wow, commercial, yeah, it's a big deal for me.
And was that the first time you kind of entered the fashion scene a little bit? Was shooting,
yes,
behind the,
yes,
scenes?
Yes, kind of. I did a little bit magazine, fashion magazine, but just not many. But yeah, but I think this is the first time I connect with movie.
Mm.
Movie and a little bit fashion. And yeah.
And did you enjoy shooting the behind the scenes stuff?
I love it. I love it. Because I don't need to communicate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And nobody know I'm there. I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, yeah, similar to shooting music. Like, nobody really cares about
you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nobody
cares. So then you have more freedom because no one's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
looking at you.
You don't have the director, the people. So I enjoy so much.
Mm.
So after the first commercial, Wong Kar Wai prepared a movie in Argentina. He said, come with me to Argentina.
Oh, wow. Oh,
also,
yeah,
also a backup. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I went.
That was for Happy Together.
First for Happy Together.
Okay.
That, but that time, I still work for that design company. So I have to talk to my boss. I need to take a break. I need to leave the company for a couple of months to go Argentina. And he doesn't like it.
Okay.
Because I have to take care of the whole company. We have so many albums.
Yeah.
I said, I want to do it.
Yeah.
So I leave the company, I went to Argentina.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Was it
1997, 98,
yeah,
something like that.
Was it, I suppose it would have been good shooting behind the scenes because, I mean, they've kind of set up the shot in a way already,
yeah,
like the nice lighting, the color, the people's,
yeah,
clothes.
And then I never get in touch with the movie industry. So when I arrived in Argentina, wow. The first day they are shooting the love scene, sex scene.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God. My luggage was from the airport to the set.
Yeah.
I was just packed my camera, just have to shoot it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know I have to do it that day.
Yeah.
It was so exciting.
Yeah. And you were kind of like walking around the set.
Yeah.
Just...
And then I don't know what to do. I asked Christopher Doyle. I said, what should I do? Hey, you look at the monitor, you shoot whatever I shoot.
Yeah.
You follow my frame, you know. So I learned from Christopher Doyle. Sometimes Wong Kar Wai taught me something. Yeah, catch the moment or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I learned during working with them.
Okay. And then you came back to Hong Kong and did that change your outlook on photography a little bit? Maybe you're more like, oh, I don't want to do design so much. I want to kind of do photography.
I come back to Hong Kong and I left the company.
Yeah.
I left the company and then I set up my own company after Argentina. So, yeah, I think around 97. So I set up my own company. I have two or three designers with me. So at the moment, we do everything, like photography, I would do it, design, I would do it. Because after the Argentina, I helped Wong Kar Wai to do the poster for Happy Together.
Yeah.
I have a chance to work for Wong Kar Wai, and also I do also a concert poster. I have a lot of projects, and we have two or three designers, so they mainly focus on design, but I overlook everything, so I work so hard. Like, because daytime I have to help. I still help Wong Kar Wai to do some stuff. Nighttime I have to do the design.
And was Wong Kar Wai a famous director at the time in Hong Kong?
Yeah. He always famous. He's always, to me, he's my hero. Like,
yeah,
teacher, like mentor.
So it was exciting for you, like,
yeah,
working on set. And
so
was,
I was
like, a big
so
deal.
Nervous,
yeah,
when I work with. I'm still nervous when I meet him, even now.
Wow.
I still think, my teacher is coming. Like, I'm so nervous. I'm still after, you know, 30 years.
Okay. What did he think of your images? Did he?
He is very. I would say he's a very good teacher, because he'll push you. He always push you. So whatever, every time I show him the image or design, Do more.
Mm.
Especially for the first time I do is the Happy Together poster. I do 20, like put in his office. It's not right. Do more.
Mm.
Another week, another 20 new poster. No. Watch the film again. Do more. So we do so many type fonts, design, whatever image, I'll try my best, do this all together, maybe single shot, we do too many. At the end, I did over 100 poster.
No way.
I put everything in his office, hang on the wall, and until the deadline, he just asked, I remember there's a Japanese lady, I think they do promotion, they are promotion people. One guy asked the lady, Japanese, choose one. And she choose that one.
So just let the her, Japanese lady yeah. choose.
And then that's the one.
So do you think Wonkawa is a perfectionist, would you say? Because from listening to that story, it sounds like, you know, he made you do 100 posters and then, which is, you know, the signs of a perfectionist, but then when I see how he shoots the film, it's like he shoots handheld, and it's a lot of it, you know, just...
I think he loved experimental.
Yeah.
But he wanted to push until your limit.
Oh, the limit, and then choose from...
And choose there. From the limit.
So I guess he would have done a lot of shooting for the film, like shoot...
That's why, yeah, sometimes he take more time.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, experimental. And he wants something new.
Mm.
He always wants something new. When he look at the photo, can you do something new?
Yeah.
So I have to think, what is something new? And he will never give you an answer. Maybe sometimes.
So, although you're somebody who doesn't really respond to people's feedback, Wonkawa was somebody who you responded to. You're like, okay, Wonkawa's
wants
something different. I'm going to make something different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, like I said, I don't know much about technical. I don't know much about how to do it. So I have to experiment myself.
Yeah.
I have to find a way myself.
Yeah.
What, maybe different camera, I don't know. Try 4x5, try Polaroid, try different process, you know. I have to find a way until he loves it.
Are you still like that today? Are you still trying different things, or you have
your... I still like it today.
Oh, you still do it today?
I still do this today. And especially when I like the project, I will use my style again.
Does it get stressful?
I mean, if I work for Pepsi, I won't do it that way. Just the Pepsi, the artist. But when I do, oh, this is going to be a very interesting project, even though a commercial, I'll try experimental.
So if your name's sort of gonna be on it, then you're gonna use
your
creative
freedom? Not
about the
name, I don't care my name.
Mm. Yeah. But you said for the Pepsi, would shoot it.
Because
more
sometimes,
commercial.
Like after, you know, this is during this 20 years, 25 years, I will find out some of my clients. If I want to help them, I should go this way to help them. Especially some really commercial. I think if I go this way, I help them to make their business.
Yeah. Okay,
this is
okay. My
surfacing.
You want to help them achieve their goal?
Yeah, achieve their goal. When I was young, I'm more selfish. I just want them to follow my direction.
Ah, okay.
Now I respect my client. I listen to my client. Okay, you want the word bigger, I change it.
Okay.
You want sharper? Okay, I change it. But I need to know why. And also, sometimes I give them option. I give you one blur, one sharp. We'll figure out later. I'll do that way. But I will listen to people.
So you don't break so many rules now? It was only when
I break when they give me total freedom.
Freedom, okay.
And I'll separate them. Like this one, I do it for me, myself. This one for you. If, for example, there's a magazine asked me like last year, they want me to do a 25 cover. I say, cool. Mm. So I give them 25 images during this 30 years, completely like in completely chaotic.
Yeah.
And they love it.
Yeah.
So I did that project, I'm selfish.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So if they allow you.
Yeah, like, if they allow me.
Because I think normally it's the other way around. Like for me personally, I think when I learn photography, I'm like, okay, I got to get it sharp. Got to have tick all these boxes for the rules. If I'm doing a design, I've got to, you know, make it, you know, achieve that goal. But then as I've sort of grown, or as most creative people grow and they find their style, I think you'd normally be hired for your style. And then that's when you have more sort of creative freedom.
I always have a thought about this style.
Mm.
So when I grow up, when I work for Wong Kar Wai, they think that's my style. That's not my style. That's because when I go to Argentina, the color is too gray. I mean, when I go to Argentina, the wall is gray. The whole environment to me is too boring. So that's why I do this process to make the film more young and pop and more exciting.
Mm.
So that's why I do that process. After that process, so actually the people, when they look at the color, they think, oh, that's Wing's color.
Mm.
That's not my color, because that's the environment give me the color. So sometimes I think, is that my style or that's not my style? And after, when I do have In the Mood for Love, I make the film really magenta, very reddish, the whole movie. That's not my style, because that's the film style.
Mm.
I tailor make for that film. So what do you mean my style? People always name, this is yours. But I said, if I carry my style, it actually brought my freedom. Why I'm carrying my style? So if my whole life shooting just black and white, I think it's really boring sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
So I try not to listen to this. I try not to have a style.
Yeah.
I have more freedom.
I think style is like the feeling you get from a photograph.
Yeah.
More than the visuals.
Or when you was young, when you're new, they think, oh, this is yours.
Mm.
But I don't think that's mine.
Mm.
That's because Wong Kar Wai's costume is colorful, because the wallpaper is colorful, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because the process is colorful.
Mm.
Because the film I picked is from the Fuji film.
Mm.
So is it really my style? I don't know. But sometimes I try not to do this style again.
Mm.
Then I can experiment something else. If I like this style, people love this style, I keep doing this style, I will be doing the same thing again until now.
When I look at your portfolio on your website, it's I don't see a consistency in like color and light per se, but there's a certain like mood that comes through.
Yeah, people said that. The mood is consistent.
Yeah.
The mood is your style. So could be.
So you don't really think about your style too much. You just...
But that's from my blood, I think. When I look at the image, because the mood attract me.
Yeah.
So when the mood attract me, even though there's no people, and the mood of the street, it attract me, so I do the photo. So maybe the mood is my style, but sometimes it doesn't really matter to me. Like,
and what was it like shooting In the Mood for Love on set?
On set is completely different story than Happy Together. It's more cheap out, classic. So I because when I talk to Wong Kar Wai, I try to make it. Maybe this is how I see Wong Kar Wai. I think his work is really avant-garde, modern, very modern. So when even though they're wearing a qipao, I want to make it modern. So I talked to Wong Kar Wai, hey, what do you have any idea about the steel? He said, red color. Red represent the movie.
Mm.
So I went to Japan, I bought so many film stock. I almost bought every brand. I bought all the brand one roll. I went back Hong Kong. The first day they shoot in the mood for love, I finished the whole stock. One film, one test, and then I saw Wong Kar-wai the test, and he picked one film. I love this film.
Yeah.
And then I bought that film for the whole entire movie.
Okay. And then.
So also experimental the film texture, because we don't use computer that much.
Oh, okay. Where would you get the film developed?
Sometimes if I go to Japan for work, I'll bring everything to Japan to process.
So it was all film at the time?
It's all film. Because yeah, that was 2000. I think that is the first digital camera. That's more Casio, right? That's more 2 megabyte.
And on with the In the Mood for Love behind the scenes images, are you editing these at all, or it's just kind of straight as you shoot them?
I didn't really manage, because like I said, I really scared of Wong Kar-wai. I really scared of my job. Like, shit, I really worry she will fire me every day. So I keep shooting whatever, making of whatever, they're acting. I keep shooting. I shoot so many of them. And I show him every time. You know, when we have a break, I show him.
Okay.
And also at that time, I help him to do the promotion, design, poster, the logo, even the album, the soundtrack, everything. I have a company, I help them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you break into the sort of fashion scene? I guess with shooting on set, people are styled, and there's fashion that comes into play. And you mentioned you were shooting behind the scenes for Wong Kar-wai's commercials for fashion. Did you get recognized as Wong Kar-wai's photographer, and then more people wanted to hire you because it was a recognized...
Yeah, I think when I work for Wong Kar-wai, some Japanese, they will came to Hong Kong. They asked me, do you mind to shoot magazines? Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah. For Japanese magazine, I would love to do it. And then I went to Japan. There's a very good magazine called Men's Non-Non or something. And then I want to shoot it like a movie. So I'll create a story for the magazine. And say, this, you're, you know, the fighter, you know, you're whatever storyline. And so, because I'm also shooting the actor, so he's more like acting for me. So I love that kind of effect. Like, the guy is not posing for me, guy is acting for me. So he never look at my camera, because when you do acting, you don't look at the camera. So I love that kind of effect. Like, you are like outsider to look at a photo.
Did you ever do street photography as a young photographer?
No.
Because when you talk about photography, it sounds like someone who's like a natural street photographer, because when you shoot street, there's no actors. It's very candid.
They will never pose for you.
Don't pose.
But
your style of like shooting unposed people and like moving around and shooting on set, that's kind of why I personally enjoy shooting behind the scenes fashion, because it reminds me of shooting street, which I love to do.
Yeah, I like it.
Because like, you're moving and you're posing people and composing.
Yeah.
And nobody cares about you. You're like floating through the room and no one.
And then after I have a chance, Wong Kar-wai, there's a French Vogue asked Wong Kar-wai to do a photo shoot.
Yeah.
For French Vogue. So Wong Kar-wai asked me to do as a photographer.
Yeah.
So he direct the whole story.
Okay.
It was like a movie shooting. We have an actor, actress. We have William to do all the clothes. He borrowed the clothes. He styled the woman like a movie. So he even say action.
Yeah.
When he say action, I keep shooting like a cameraman, and then the actress, the actor, they're more like acting.
Yeah.
And then Wong Kar-wai would say cut, and I stop shooting, and then it came out very nice. And then after that time, I want to do that this way. So every time I have a magazine ask me, I'll do the same style. I come up a story,
yeah.
I come up a place, location, the lighting like a movie, a shoot for ID almost like 10 years, like that way. I go to so many places in China, Hong Kong, Shanghai, I shoot that way. I give a story to the actress, you're a singer, you're a band member, you know, you want to escape the country, I give them a script. So they act.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what everything, every piece of art is. It's a, like, it's a story.
Yeah.
There's a character, there's a scene, there's a place.
Yeah.
And when someone looks at a photograph, it's a story as well. So it makes a lot of sense. And it can help, I think it can help people understand. Yeah. Like,
but sometimes the model doesn't work that way. They still look at the camera. They still look at the camera because they're used to it.
Mm.
When they're holding a pen, they look at the camera. They don't act.
Yeah.
They say, I'm not an actor. I'm a model.
Because I think, because I like it when, if I'm shooting a model, for example, I shoot it in a way like they're not really the main character. I think when they're posing, maybe they're on the cover, they're a celebrity or something, and they're looking, then it's like they're the main character. But if they're in a story, and it's like somebody's watching them, they're not.
I love that way. I love that.
Yeah.
So since the French, because when I shoot for the Japanese, he still sometimes look at the camera. Since the French work, I mostly do magazine without look at the camera.
Yeah, I think looking at your work, I think hardly any of them.
But sometimes I don't mind to try some portrait, portrait.
I think it does break the mood if they look at the camera.
Especially from my cinematics.
Yeah, because imagine if you're watching a movie and then they look at the camera.
At the camera.
It just breaks the whole feeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I still don't understand fashion that much, but this is the way I do work for fashion.
Do you care about fashion? Like,
I care the fashion, but not the brand. I care about the shape, the color.
Yeah.
I care about, because at the same time, the clothes, the look create my image, create my character.
Yeah. Okay. So it's part of the story.
Yeah, part of the attitude.
Yeah.
I mean the character. Mm. Because when I was shooting the ad. The singer, I say, you are the band singer. So what she's going to wear is
do you advise
important.
Styling?
Yeah, I
sometimes?
Work for the when I shoot for ID, I always use the same stylist.
Okay.
She understands me so well. She's a Japanese. We always talk about story. This is the whatever, you know, story.
What's happening.
They are escaping and they are, you know. So she created an image from the story.
Is this ID Japan or ID just
London.
All over? ID for ID
yeah.
London?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and when you shot for Vogue that first time, was that exciting for you?
Excited.
Yeah.
I enjoyed so much because when you do, I haven't started directing movies, so when I do this project, it's a big deal for me. I have a chance to write a story, I have a chance to look at location, I check the location, the lighting, talk to the gaffer, how to do the light, the actor, how about the stand-in people maybe. I did a story about a band, I have 200 extra on one photo.
Whoa.
So I hired 200 people as a, you know, like audience for the band, you know, I want to show so many hands and shoot from the audience, shoot on the stage. And of course, the actress wear that clothes is for the fashion magazine. But the whole environment, the feeling that is more about movie.
So you didn't care too much about the brand Vogue or anything like that? It's more like, these big magazines, more like, oh, maybe they have a budget so I can do so much more
Yeah, I don't really care about the brand sometimes. Yeah. I also sometimes doesn't, because when I was shooting in the studio, I care about the detail of the clothes. Okay, the dress, you have to show this part because it's very special. When I go for that style, like a cinematic style, doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. The people's attitude is matter. I mean, the emotion is matter. Mm. If the people emotion is there, the clothes suddenly become different.
Part of the attitude. Yeah.
Part of the story. Mm. Not like a, you know, post. Mannequin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, from shooting for Vogue, maybe, is that how, where ID sort of saw your work?
You know, getting... I start with ID first. Yeah, I think the French in between, and then I work for Italian Vogue.
So your name sort
China
of got out there.
Yeah, a lot of Vogue magazine. Sometimes even a small magazine from Paris, not small magazine, but independence magazine. I work for French, mm-hmm. because they give me a chance to work in China every different country.
Traveling
course. And also I can also discover the city.
Yeah.
So they give me lots of chance. Mm. So I love foreign magazine.
Yeah.
Because they also care about the location to show the audience. They don't want me to shoot in the studio.
Do you find, say if you're shooting for like a more foreign magazine, you have to travel there and experience the culture a little bit?
Yeah, and
shooting?
Also it helps me.
Yeah, like creative-wise, because you're finding new
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I did one time for Times.
Time magazine. Yeah.
New York Time magazine. I would go to Beijing, I'd create a story. It was like Shanghai. We went to Shanghai like a movie set. So we created Shanghai 1940, but modern clothes.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so fun.
What is the one thing you're looking for in every photograph, would you say? Like that kind of, you're shooting, and then you're like, oh, that's it, that's the aha moment.
I give the story to the model or actor or actress, but I always look at people's face, especially their eyes. If their eyes show me the emotion from the storyline, I care about this.
Yeah.
So that's why I always doesn't look at the clothes, I look at their eyes. Because the eye also telling the story.
Mm.
They are not sure, they're worried, they are happy or whatever. They're showing the emotion to me.
Has fashion become one of your most favorite things to shoot? Because just looking at your portfolio, there's a lot of fashion.
I think fashion gives me opportunity.
Yeah. Just more, gives you more creative freedom to
play
around.
And also I think at the same time, I like it when fashion and movie combine together. If I shoot a movie like really old school with all old school clothing, maybe I find it boring. But with the fashion brand, with the 1940s Shanghai,
yeah,
it's really modern. So I love modern.
Yeah.
I love to make things modern. So that's why when I first shoot my first movie, I make the movie very modern because the clothes.
Yeah.
Because I love fashion.
Do you think with all your photography, you're shooting it like a movie? Like,
not
every time?
No, sometimes, like I said, I don't want to lock my by a style.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes I want to do completely different.
Yeah.
Depends on what magazine, what. Like what I said, the 25 cover, that's no model, that's no clothes, only a landscape.
Yeah.
I love it. It's the mood of Hong Kong landscape.
So you're always looking for something different
doing
before, doesn't
matter. I wait for opportunity. This is the good opportunity to do this. Or sometimes I suddenly think maybe this opportunity to do something black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Or even use iPhone to shoot it. Why not?
Okay.
To break your rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you always lived in Hong Kong, and then you like travel to other places
for
the magazine?
I always live in Hong Kong. I always travel Japan, especially sometimes in Japan, China a lot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I even work for Turkish Vogue or whatever Vogue. So yeah, they give me opportunity to travel.
Because I don't think all the demand for photography or creativity is sort of in Hong Kong. It's mostly maybe Paris or Japan or Shanghai. Did you ever, maybe early on think about, oh, I have to live in London, I have to live in Paris?
I actually try when I start going, I think, oh, maybe I should be international. I try to carry my portfolio to New York. Mm. I met so many agents. Mm. I remember that day, I carry a portfolio. I met a stylist, and the stylist really liked my work. Oh, maybe you have to go to show my boss. You have to go by 5:30. I have only half an hour. I have to get a cab. It was ringing. I say, wow, I am so nervous because I only have half an hour. And it was ringing. I cannot get a taxi. And I try to light my cigarette. I want to calm down. I try to light my cigarette. I only have one more left. I light, and the ring ring drop.
Yep.
Yeah, make my cigarette really wet. And I say, fuck it, I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
And that day I throw my portfolio on the street.
Okay.
I say, I'm not going to do it. I think the sky tell me, or the God tell me, this is not your place.
Mm.
They try to stop me or whatever. So I say, fuck it, I just back to Hong Kong.
Okay, so you kind of just stay in Hong Kong,
yeah,
and you just fly
and
out.
Then I met a French agent. I worked for a French agent for a few years.
Okay.
So I go to Paris almost like every two months to do like L'Oméo magazine, L'Oméo, and sometimes I do for commercial. I worked for a few years in Paris.
Who are some maybe icons that you're like really proud you've worked with?
I still think the Wong Kar-wai photos, I feel very proud. Like even now, people still showing the photo.
It's become a classic. Yeah.
Maybe the movie is different from magazine. Magazine is seldom you look at the magazine again until the or exhibition or the models exhibition or birthday people showing the models photo. So normally you don't go back to the magazine.
Yeah.
But movie you can watch again.
Yeah, it's become like a worldwide classic.
Yeah, especially from Wong Kar-wai. I don't know why. People love always showing his photo.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know like the app TikTok and
Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah, like much. Even recently, even last year, like everybody's been inspired by like the visuals and like
always
trying to make little TikToks.
But it is true. I mean, his movie really inspire a lot of people. That's true. Especially for the West. When they look at Hong Kong, everybody know Wong Kar-wai. Even my daughter, she studied in London.
Mm.
She said, you know what, Dad, we are watching Wong Kar-wai's film in the school. I said, oh, okay. And they know it's your photo. Oh, okay.
What do you think makes art stand the test of time in films or paintings or photographs? What is that element that...
I think there's no rules, there's no must, or there's no certain thing it has to be. I think, I never thought about that. Even when we were shooting In the Mood for Love, we never thought that photo would last that long.
Mm.
We don't even think that movie will be successful.
Mm.
So when you're concentrating on doing things, when you love that moment doing things, that's the art.
Yeah.
That's the spirit there.
Yeah.
That's the most important, because you don't know what's. If you plan to shoot something, I plan to do a painting for, when you plan, it's different than your real heart, like you really enjoy it, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. But when you're really concentrated on doing things by no purpose.
Yeah. So it's kind of want to be in that moment, yeah, in the present moment, creating. There's no real way to like plan, oh, I want to create this so it's going to last a long time. Yeah. Then you're kind of out of that moment.
Yeah. That's, so, when you have a plan, they can show in your plan. It will show your purpose.
That's an interesting thing about, I'm just thinking of like street photography, because it's almost impossible to plan like a street photograph, because you're shooting like in the moment.
Right.
You can tell, like there's a vibe, you can tell. But when you plan something,
you don't know. Yeah,
it feels inauthentic, feels kind of fake. Yeah, so that's interesting.
So I remember that I met somebody also talked to me like that. Like they look at my photo, they know what you're thinking. It shows your heart.
Yeah. And now, sort of, where are you at in your career? I mean, you've shot for big brands like Louis Vuitton and like cool, like Bathing Ape and all these big magazines and everything. Do you feel like you've achieved all your goals? And
no, of course, when you are young, you want to be successful. You want to be famous. That's normal, especially in Hong Kong. Hong Kong guy. I'll never think I'll be successful. I'll never think I can be rich to French Vogue. I never thought about it. I never thought about I'll be a photographer. So when you're young, when you have an opportunity, you feel, wow, I'm successful. So I work so hard to want to be successful, but I lost all my friendship. My family, I never have a time with my family. Mm. I never have a friend time with my friends. Even though my friend's wedding, I never attend my friend's wedding because I was shooting whatever in Thailand or whatever. Mm. I gave up so many things for my career. So after, when you're getting old, you know, fuck it. You know, I have to go back to my human, I'm a human being.
Yeah.
I'm just somebody's father. I'm just somebody's friend. I want to share my time with friends. So now, to me, the most important is become a human being, a normal person.
Mm.
So to me, those frame, those things doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah.
I think this 10 years, I changed a lot.
Mm.
I remember around 10 years ago, I want to shoot something up, represent love. So I went to India, I shoot a lot of Buddhism. I want to shoot something from the Buddhism to show me what love is about. And then through the Buddhism, I wish out some spiritual thing. I study a lot, I learn a lot from friends. So now I'm more into
personal projects.
I'm more into very basic human being.
Okay.
Then even I don't shoot, it doesn't really matter. I'm still living in the world.
Okay.
I'm still a human being, breathing every day.
Mm.
You know.
So do you regret, living that lifestyle of traveling, shooting for the big magazines, and then missing out on life?
No, if I don't have that part, I don't have this part. So I think this is the like yin and yang, this come together.
Yeah.
You have to go through this, then you realize this. So when I realize, I cry, back to my friend, I'm so sorry, guys, you know, we have to hang out together again. So I back to a normal person nowadays. Mm. I can turn down everything for job, for friends. You know. So I think this is the package. You go through this package.
Yeah,
this part and then that part.
Okay.
But when I'm into this, like attitude, like this, my photo also change.
Yeah.
Become really peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay. And are you still creating for fun?
I still do some job, but mostly for commercial. But sometimes I still, for example, like a couple of years ago, I went to, maybe 3 years ago, I went to Peru. Mm-hmm. I went living in the jungle. I shot a lot of photos from the jungle. Okay. I was in the Amazon River.
Okay.
Yeah, I was shooting every...
What was that for?
For personal.
Just
personal. So personal. I bring my camera to, in the jungle.
Okay.
I shoot the tree and the sky, you know, the river, the water. I make some video.
What were you trying to discover with that project? Did you have a goal in mind or a thing in mind, or you're just drawn to that place?
No, I think as a human being, I'm getting old. I want to experience another side.
Mm.
Not about the famous brand, famous job, how much money you make, how much people like your photo. Let's say
just shooting,
that's not
shooting.
Important. Yeah. How to make me happy?
Yeah,
make me to find something new or discover. More inside my heart.
Yeah.
Like when I was, I remember when, even though I was shooting a sunlight through the leaves or a forest, I feel so much love.
Mm. Okay.
From the nature.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Does spirituality inspire your
work? Yeah, a lot, a lot. So even though, so after when I shoot a portrait, I find anything inspire me from a human being about love, from the attitude, or I find the God create so beautiful body, the world, even animal,
the universe,
even a cat, a dog, you know, it's so beautiful. The plants, you know, I think this is a very good object for me.
Yeah, I think that's. And an important part of photography, like philosophical aspect, because essentially you're finding the beauty in everyday things, this chair or this.
It's not from
this
the
plant,
fashion brand. It's from the even, you know, simple at that.
Just discovering the beauty in that.
Yeah, it could be everywhere.
Okay. Are you like a religious
not
person
really.
Or just. No. Okay.
But I did drink the ayahuasca in Peru.
Oh, okay.
Many times.
Okay. Can you tell us about that experience? I've watched lots of documentaries on that, and apparently you meet like a being or something like that, teaches you about your life.
Yeah, it teaches you so many things.
Yeah.
As I think ayahuasca is very tailor-made for each person. So everybody is different.
Different.
So especially I'm from, you know, 60s, you know. I born in the 60s, so my mother, they haven't have good education. They taught me so many years, really, maybe old-fashioned. Mm. So when I go through the ayahuasca, so many things in my heart is really old school.
Yeah,
I have to break it. I have to break my tradition. Like, even though, you have to be successful, I say, why?
Yeah.
Why do I have to be successful? So I have to go through again.
It seems like your
whole life
have just been like,
why
learning and then breaking, like learning a rule and then breaking the rule, learning the rule.
Yes my whole life is like this, always break myself.
Always,
like even though in ayahuasca, like I drink, I share with friends, the next day I say yesterday was wrong. Every day I discover something new. So I think my whole life is breaking myself, my philosophy.
Your own boundaries.
So I enjoy so much. So that's why it changed me so many. I think this, especially this spiritual journey.
Okay. So now you're where you are in your life right now. You're being a human being.
I enjoy every moment. Like today, we are doing interview. I enjoy this part.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that moment. Like, I'm cooking for somebody, I enjoy it. I work for commercial, I enjoy so much. Even though it's so boring, I still enjoy that boring. Well, what's wrong with boring, you know?
Just being like,
just being boring. Yeah, being
appreciating everybody.
Yeah, appreciate that, you know.
Okay.
If I can survive in the universe, I'm really appreciate. I'm still living here, so every moment is fun for me. So, yeah, and also, especially in Asia, you know, we have so many tradition. Oh, this is no, this is good, this is bad. Now I have to reinventing. I really have to throw away
old ideas and old living patterns.
That's no good, that's bad, I have to throw away, rediscover again. But I think it's fun.
Wing, thank you so much for doing the interview with me. It was really cool chatting to you.
Yeah, I think it's
finding out about your life and everything. Yeah.
At the end, we talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Cool. Thanks so much. And where can people find you? Are you on
I think Instagram. I'm more active in Instagram.
Okay, I'll put some links below.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.